Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, May 25th, 2011. A move over AIPAC activist who interrupted Israeli PM Benjamin Netanyahu during a speech to US Congress has been hospitalized due to injuries received. Rea Abelia, a 20-year-old Jewish American of Israeli descent, heckled Netanyahu from the gallery of US Congress. Abelia shouted, "Stop Israeli war crimes," before being confronted by American Israeli Public Affairs Committee members in the gallery, who tackled her to the ground before she was led out by security. In a statement, she said, "They assaulted me and I fell to the floor. The activists strangled me and beat me. Then I was dragged out by police who arrested me." Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's speech to US Congress was met with standing applause on over 25 occasions from US Democrat and Republican Party members. During the talk, Netanyahu restated his belief that Israel had the right to all of the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. Netanyahu also denied any possibility of dismantling Israeli settlements or withdrawing from East Jerusalem. Echoing US President Barack Obama's talk to AIPAC, Netanyahu ruled out any possibility of Palestinian refugees returning to their homes in Israel. Palestinian sources reacted angrily to the speech. Responding to the statements of Netanyahu, Palestinian chief negotiator Dr. Saeb Erekat said that Netanyahu is not a man of peace and that his speech did not present anything new, adding that Netanyahu mixed history with geography in his public relations, dictation-filled speech. President Abbas's Secretary General At-Tayyib Abdul-Rahim slammed the US Congress reaction to the speech as pathetic. The Palestinian Authority has reaffirmed its determination to go to the UN General Assembly in September in light of Israeli PM Benjamin Netanyahu's speech to US Congress. PA Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas, in a talk to the PA, has stated, "We said in the past and we still say that our choice is negotiation. Negotiation and nothing but negotiation. But if nothing happens by September, we will go." While some analysts had expected Netanyahu to make concessions in his speech to Congress that might have encouraged the PA to avoid going to the UN in September, no such progress was made. After the Hamas political bureau chief Khaled Mashal said that the movement would give Israel a chance to prove its seriousness in peace talks, Hamas political leader Mahmoud Zahar denounced the statements of Mashal. Hamas's political bureau in Damascus was fast in responding to the statements of Zahar. Members of Hamas political bureau Izzat al-Rashik said that the statements of Zahar were wrong and do not represent the stances of Hamas movement and are considered a violation to the organizational charts of the movement, as he should not be uttering statements that target the leader of the movement. The recent statements are considered the first time that Hamas leaders express conflicting opinions. That's all for today from the IMEMC. This was Wednesday 25th of May's daily roundup of news from the occupied Palestinian territories. We hope you will join us again tomorrow. This was brought to you by Hussam Kassis and me, Kevin Murphy.